when really, honestly, below that, it's just that we really fear dying. Whether it's dying physically or it's dying to ourselves. My self-esteem won't be near as healthy if I can't get in a word edgewise. I don't know. Does anyone else struggle with that in here? Because I do. If I could just have an opportunity, this whole world would understand me. No, I'm sorry. They're groping for the doorknob. We find people that don't understand simple math. For example, CNN.com. They say that 49 times more likely, transgendered women are 49 times more likely to contract HIV. Not 49% more, 49 times more. 4,900% more likely. 4,900% more likely to contract HIV. Now, you would probably think, like I would, it has something to do with their lifestyle. But all you need is Elton John to clear it up for you. He says that these stats are because they are not accepted in their normal work, and so they are forced into sex-related lines of work. So, a gay man tells us that the reason women who are transgendered or men who are transgendered into women are 49 times more likely to contract HIV is because they can't get respectable jobs. That's their math. They are groping for the doorknob. When we hear, based on TheGuardian.com, November 19th, that when we hear that half of transgendered people attempt suicide in the UK, half of transgendered people attempt suicide in the United Kingdom, the normal person says something like, well, that is because they have sought refuge in surgery instead of the Savior. They reply with, no. It's because they have sought refuge for everything, and they've done everything to be accepted, and now even after gender assignment surgery, they are still not accepted, and that is why they commit suicide. The math. It won't work out. You'll be sitting right next to each other doing the same math, and they'll get a different answer, because they're groping for the doorknob. They are Pilate, and they are the priests. And yet we feel like, no, we have to defend ourselves. There is no defending yourself against people who are unregenerate. We are destined for the cross. Your King Jesus says that. Now then, when we say studies by the Ohio State University, you guys OSU fans? Okay. Well, when they say, listen now, when the Ohio State University in 2014, according to researchnews.osu.edu, says that every sexual encounter, every casual sexual encounter increases suicide ideation by 18%. And they think it's naturally a connection between debasing the value God placed in your heart and corrupting the design to become flesh with only one person. The world says, no, there's a mental problem leading to the suicide and a mental problem leading to be loose and promiscuous. Different math. Sometimes we don't answer all the questions because the world is not ready for the answer. And sometimes we don't answer because their questions are all wrong. Then, one must consider that Jesus could have given Pilate the correct answer after he gave him the correct question. But if he did this, who kills Jesus? If Jesus looks at Pilate and says, your questions are all wrong, man. You've got to be thinking about this. And here's how you can know I'm the king. And here's how you can know that I am from God. And here are the... I mean, Jesus is not averse to giving people their questions and their answers. You might remember even Solomon, a great type of Christ. The Queen of Sheba says, you gave me all my questions. Not answers. Solomon would take her through the realm of his kingdom and say, you're probably wondering what, and she would sit there and say, yes. He would give her her questions and then answer them. Here Jesus has the ability, surely. He knocked Saul off his horse, yes. When God says, when we say God wants all people to be saved, we immediately come back and delicately remind everyone in the room that if Pilate repents, Jesus doesn't get crucified. And that's your free will. Verse 16, and they had a notable prisoner called Barabbas, and Acts 3 says that Barabbas was a murderer. A few more things. We find that even a pagan woman can see that Jesus is innocent. And then we look at verse 23 and we find out that this mob is more interested in Jesus' death than they are in Jesus' answers. I don't know. You could put right next to that verse if you wanted to, Romans 1:21, where those who reject the knowledge of God have darkened hearts. You could put Ephesians 4:19, where it speaks of those who have blind hearts are past feeling. Past feeling. They cannot feel a thing. Past. But probably where I want to land this plane is verse 26. Then released Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him up to be crucified. It should be pointed out promptly here that Barabbas goes free because Jesus remains silent. Christ suffers when he did not need to. Why? Because in the small picture of this passage, he remains silent and suffers when he does not need to so that he could die. In the larger picture, as illustrated by Barabbas, he does not answer because the guilty must go free. Certainly. We understand that we guilty ones go to heaven rather than suffer the wrath of God because Jesus did not talk his way out of this calamity. You don't have to be a skilled speaker to be effective for the Lord. You do not. If you are, praise God for your gifts. Use them wisely. Be a good steward. But Peter says it like this, 1 Peter 2:20, for what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? This is what Peter says. What credit should you get when you do something stupid and you get tried and corrected for it? Well, what kind of hand clap do you want for that? Every criminal should get that. But if when you do good and suffer for it, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving us an example so that we might follow in his steps. Here we go. He committed no sin, neither was there any deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued trusting himself to the one who judges righteously. Jesus trusted the Father. By his wounds, or here we go. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Now, here's what I want you to realize. In this story tonight, in Matthew 27, a true account of what did happen. Amen. Barabbas is me. The cross, that cross that Jesus hung on was supposed to be Barabbas's. The fact is, if Barabbas goes and hangs on a cross, he dies, yes, but it just begins there. He goes to hell and suffers the wrath of God forever, neighbor. Jesus takes his cross and suffers the wrath of God for all mankind on the cross. And the wrath is nailed to the cross. Our law breakings are nailed to the cross. I am grateful for this very simple gospel message that says Jesus stays quiet in front of Pilate so that you and I can be released from our death. That's my hero. And that is your hero. We desperately need the Lord. But what we need him to do is show us the gospel every day in the pages of the scripture. And so I ask you, maybe you are at the place where you, dear friend, are like me. We're made out of the same stuff. Doesn't matter our height, our weight, our color, our gender. We are made out of the same stuff. That means probably that there are things in your life that really make you quake. And you just really want to exonerate yourself, like I would. And there's probably going to come a day when we need to be Christ-like and allow people to soil our name, wrongly accuse us, and the whole time, I promise you, they probably think they're right with God. And the glory of Christ, 1 Peter 4:12, rests upon us. So if that's what you're experiencing tonight, you may not know it. Your family may not know it. Your coworkers may not know it. But so help me, heaven knows that you look just like Jesus.
Father, you are worthy to be praised. Help us to adore your Son and the Father who created such a plan of salvation. From the foundation of the world, the Lamb was set forth to be a sacrifice to crush the head of the serpent. As we drive home, help us to remember the things we've heard, lest at any time we let them slip. Help us to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Help us to be good stewards of what we've heard tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're dismissed.